What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hello and welcome back to a new episode of News Bites. I'm Ali Highsmith.
And I'm Kelly Kimura.
In this episode of News Bites, Taiwanese heavy metal bands rock Helsinki.
And an older than usual college graduate.
And in this episode's News Flash, exchange.
Top of Taiwan.
驻芬兰代表处以重金属音乐加强国际关系。
Taiwan builds international relationships with heavy metal music. If you like to listen to heavy metal music, 重金属乐,
or if you read news about politics,
then you probably know who Freddie Lim, Lin Changzuo, is. But in case you didn't know, Freddie Lim is Taiwan's representative to Finland. Lin Changzuo 就是台湾驻芬兰代表处长。
And he's also in a heavy metal band called Chthonic.
He's famous in Taiwan because of these two things, but he also helped start a political party, 创立了政党。
Now, in his job in Finland, he's trying to build international relationships in different ways.
His office recently held an event, 活动, in Finland, that invited Taiwanese and Finnish heavy metal bands to have a concert together.
The event was called FFF Formosa Finland Fest.
Lim and his band, also known as Shanling in Mandarin, performed. Other Taiwanese bands, Crescent Lament, 恒月三途, and Flesh Juicer, 血肉果汁机, also performed. Lim says that many Finnish politicians, 芬兰的政治人物, participated in the event.
But he says that before, many of these politicians were not interested in Taiwan-related activities.
Lim says that the concert is a new way for Taiwan to make diplomatic connections, 外交关系. He says it's different from traditional diplomacy.
Lim took office as the new Taiwanese representative to Finland in July. Some people thought it was a strange choice because he had never had a job like that before.
But other people thought that Lim would be well-suited to the job, since Finland really likes heavy metal music.
Lin Changzuo 今年七月就任，当时有些人觉得他缺乏外交经验，不适合这份工作，但是也有人觉得他是恰当人选，因为芬兰有活跃的重金属音乐文化。
He says that he was really nervous when he first started his new job.But he says that now he's more confident and has gotten used to it.
Either way, it's certainly a new way of doing diplomacy.
We interrupt this program to bring you a bite-sized break from one of our listeners.
In this episode's bite-sized break, we hear from 10-year-old Darren from Turyakor Elementary and Junior High School in New Taipei City. Take it away, Darren.
Hi there. I'm so excited to share something cool with you today.Did you know that honey never spoils? It's true. Archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient Egyptian tombs that are over 3,000 years old, and they were still perfectly edible. That's because of its low water content and high acidity. It's like a natural preservative. Isn't that amazing?
And now we return to our regular programming.
90岁的阿宙终于大学毕业了。
90-year-old great-grandmother graduates from college.
Have you ever heard the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Basically, it means that it's hard for older people to learn new things. But today's news story shows that it's never too late to learn something new.
In Ireland, a very old woman graduated from college, 大学毕业, for the first time.She was 19 years old when she graduated.
Mariette McFarland graduated from the Open University 70 years after she started college.
She now has a degree, 学历, in English literature.
She started university in Dublin, Ireland, in the 1960s. But then she got married and stopped going to college. Mariette says that she can hardly believe that she finally graduated.
She was the oldest of more than 300 people to graduate at her ceremony. 毕业典礼。
Even though it took a few years, Mariette went back to study.
She said she had some extra time while she was getting better after a car accident, 车祸。
Mariette wanted to use her free time to do something important. She said that studying online was hard at times, but her family, like her kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids, were very helpful. She also had a nice tutor to help her.
Mariette's daughter went to the graduation ceremony to support her. She said she was very proud of her mom for finishing her degree. She added that her mom always regretted, 遗憾, that she didn't finish her degree when she was younger, but she had four kids and a busy life.
So she finally had the opportunity to finish her degree when she was a bit older. And Mariette has some advice for anyone who thinks they're too old to learn new things. She says if she can do it, anyone can.
活到老，学到老。
The recap.
So in today's News Bites, Taiwan's representative to Finland holds a big concert to bring together Taiwanese and Finnish heavy metal bands. Freddie Lim is the Taiwanese representative to Finland, but he's also in a heavy metal band. It's a unique opportunity to promote Taiwan and build more relationships with other countries.
And a 90-year-old great-grandmother graduates from college. Mariette McFarland started her degree 70 years ago, but she got busy and wasn't able to finish it until now. She says it's never too late to learn something new.
In this episode's newsflash, our vocab word is exchange. This word can be both a verb and a noun.
As a noun, it means trading things from two different people or countries. For example, the concert held by the Taiwanese representative office in Finland is a form of exchange between the two countries.
That word would be called 交流 in Mandarin.
And as a verb, it means to trade something.
That we would call 交换. If you have a fun fact or a joke you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your bite-sized break to newsbites@icrt.com.tw and you might hear it in an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.